This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Stress or poor nutrition may alter your pattern as well. Altering the pattern, I mean by getting your period later than expected. You may have heavier or lighter menstrual flow than usual. You may get longer or shorter days as your normal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,No tiredness, exhaustion, worry, grief, or harm befalls a believer in this world, not even a thorn that pricks, except that Allah removes some of his or her sins because of it. Knowing this, it gives us the comfort that all these PMS symptoms that bother us, inshallah, is actually an opportunity for Allah to purify us. So how do you manage these symptoms? You may massage your stomach with a dua, calling to Allah to remove your discomfort. You may want to use a hot water bottle to relieve some of the discomfort. Taking a warm shower helps. Helps. Drink warm fluids. A practice back where my parents came from in China, they give girls a tea made from ginger and brown sugar and water. They brew it, and many people use it and they swear by it. Take a balanced diet.You can do some gentle exercise and allow yourself enough sleep. If you are feeling tired, your body is telling you that you need to take sufficient rest. You may want to speak to an adult to be guided on what to expect, such as what sanitary protections are available. And you may want to carry some spare sanitary pads in each of the bags so that you won't be caught off guard. If you don't have a pad, ask for help from a female teacher or the school nurse. Some schools and in public toilets, they have vending machines of sanitary pads for purchase.